Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today I'm going to be interviewing Peter Schenck. Now, for those of you that follow the radio show, you'll recognize this name because I've already interviewed Peter twice because I was so fascinated with his work. Now, this particular show is called How to Become Multidimensional. So those of you that have been following all the stories about 2012 and the end of the Mayan calendar and how we're supposedly shifting, you know, humanity's shifting from just third-dimensional beings to other dimensions, fourth, fifth, and sixth, it almost sounds kind of Star Trek-y. But here we have Peter Schenck. He actually is a research engineer, a visionary software designer. He actually is a healer in his own right. And he's been exploring the quantum realm for quite some time, had some amazing personal experiences, real personal experiences that many of us can't say that we've had. And he's created a new software called the 12th Project that supposedly is supposed to help us, humanity, get into these other dimensions that we're supposed to be going towards. So I met Peter because I was very interested in one of the software pieces he had created a few years ago called The Source. And The Source uses the software to charge water, change the structure of water, and basically imprint it in a very special way with your intentions. And I've been using this water charging The Source, and now there's The Source 2, for a couple of years now. And I know that every time I actually use it, I have some fantastic stories to tell about how this works. And I really, really love this program. So I'm really anxious to hear what Peter has created for this project called The 12th Project. So we'll tell you a little bit later, our listeners, where you can actually access more information about the 12th Project and also where you can purchase it if you're interested in what you hear today. So without further ado, welcome, Peter.
Hey, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks for being on this show. Well, I know that your mind is always creating, always, spinning with new ideas. And let's start with just, how did you get connected or downloaded with this idea to make this new project called the 12th Project?
Okay, so just to be clear, this is an upgrade to the original 12th Project that was released back in February of 2009. And so the basics, this is called the 12th Project V2 for version 2. And just the premise surrounding this particular product. I had done many, many software projects all based around the water technology, and each time a new project comes out, the engine or the catalyst by which it works is upgraded into a new version. So the 12th Project version 2 has the newest technology in it. And a few years back, I was doing some energy work with some people, clearing their chakras. I teach people how to clear their chakras. I do it for them. I teach them how to maintain it going forward. And I stumbled across a little dab of information that just kind of flew through my mind about virtual chakras. And, depending on your belief system, whether you're religious, spiritual, or what have you, chakras exist within the body, and there's seven main ones. There's the crown chakra, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plex, the sacrum, and then the base chakra. And these are very powerful energy conduits that really keep us grounded and allow us to breathe energetically within the two-dimensional world that we live in. Well, I had this little dab of information come through about virtual chakras. And in that instant, I was being shown a pictorial of the gods of Olympus, and I thought it would be a really cool idea to create a software package that allows people to create 12 virtual chakras outside the body. And the intent for the original software was to create these energetic pathways back to source. Now, being in a two-dimensional world, we kind of forgot where we came from. And where we came from, we were endowed with different abilities, information about who we are, and personally where we want to go. So by utilizing the mythology of the 12 gods of Olympus, starting with Zeus all the way down to Apollo, I created the 12th project. And the software contains 12 individual programs, notably, Zeus being the first. And you use each module for 4 to 12 days. And what it does is it creates a virtual chakra outside the body, which allows you to connect with this repository of information that's brought on by you for you. And the information or the abilities that are tapped or what have you come from each one of these 12 deposits. And the first thing that people notice, and again, I'm strictly talking about the first iteration of the software, is an immense energy, clearing energy with each module. Predominantly, a lot of the earlier reports for Zeus being the first module was by far the most powerful. And on the moderndaymystic.com website, there are reports of the new software and the old one and what it is doing to people. So the software sold for about 6 to 8 months. And it just kind of sputtered out, so I shelved it, took down the website. And about 3 months ago, my own personal abilities have grown immensely since then. The water technology has grown exponentially since then. I decided to revamp the whole software line from the ground up. New interface, new art, new engine. I put a beta program out there for a handful of selected individuals that I've known for a long time and that have used the original. And the results were fascinating and astronomical to these people. So I gave it a slightly new spin, which you can ask some questions about if you like, since you articulated it very nicely before we started this conversation.
All right. So what I hear is that the software helps us free ourselves from this space-time, third-dimensional thinking, and we can maybe experience an expanded awareness of our soul consciousness. So what does that all mean exactly? Like, what are people actually experiencing?
Well, you just first and foremost, I am, just to be honest with you, I'm very turned off by the New Age movement.
That's so funny.
I don't believe in it. I feel that there's a lot of misguided information, terms, coin terms that don't mean anything, like star seed. I mean, really, what does that mean? That get thrown around. So your question there has a lot of New Age terminology that I think really confuses people and turns them off. I'm a very scientific person. Yes, I do have a treasure trove of unexplainable gifts that really define science when I work with people, but I'm incredibly down to earth, and I like to explain things to people in very simplistic terms. So basically, the experience that people have, in a nutshell, with your terminology, is it expands their conscious awareness around them. Well, what does that mean? Well, if you're a semi-awake person and you move through your day, you will notice that people, what I call the walking dead, they go through life, they pay their taxes, they have kids, they have babies, and they die, not really knowing what life is really about. Mm-hmm. Now, the software helps you expand your conscious awareness. It makes you perceive reality very, very differently than a person that is a walking dead. So, for instance, if you go into a supermarket and you just, you know, today you go through it and it's like a normal day, 3 weeks after using the software, the next time you go through it, you're going to be a very, very different person. You're going to be very conscious about how things are very fake in this reality. It can be a little scary to people because you're perceiving reality from a heightened conscious perspective, meaning you're seeing things very differently. And this is what I call the clarion call that leads up to 2012. And in brief, there have been advanced teams being put in place since the early 80s that they're either born into or wake up in the middle of their life with abilities with no instruction sets. And I use myself as a perfect example of that. My wake up was very abrupt. I was endowed with sight, the gift of sight, being able to perceive things very differently than what my human eyes used to allow me to do. So my world changed. My consciousness evolved. It was a very scary time for me. Through that experience, I learned and extracted a lot of information from what people call the quantum realm, and has been able to build products and deliver them in a very simple-to-use package. And so back on point to your question, the software evolves your consciousness awareness and allows you to start perceiving reality in a much different way, a much more loving and kind way. 3 weeks into using the software, people are reporting that they're helping their neighbors, people they haven't talked to in, you know, 5-6 years. They just help them, and they start having conversations with them. People are much more kind-hearted. You know, you're driving to work, and the poor slob wants to get out in traffic, and you actually stop for the first time and let them out. So your perception of how things should be is being shifted, and that's really what 2012 is all about. The Mayans, you know, everybody's around the Mayan calendar. The world's going to end in 2012. Yeah, it is, but it's the end of what we know and the beginning of something better. And what's really kind of neat about this, in the Akashic Records, which is a kind of like a Library of Congress that exists on the quantum plane, it's a, for those of you that don't know, it's a library that contains all knowledge, past, present, and future, of everything that is, was, and will be again. And certain people have access to this information. Now, the 12th, December 21st, 2012, is the most closely guarded secret in the Akashic Records. And people out there that speculate, say they have in the know knowledge about 2012s, are absolutely full of it. Nobody knows. Everyone has an opinion about it.
Right.
There are only two things that reign absolute about 2012. 11/11 would be exact on Eastern Time. One, me, you, and everyone else that's alive on December 21st, 2012 have front row tickets to the most speculative and controversial event in human history. Two, the Milky Way, all the planets will line up in our solar system with the Milky Way for the first time in 26,000 years. What does that mean? Well, history tells us that 26,000 years ago, give or take a few hundred years, Neanderthal man died off in a very short amount of time, giving way to Homo sapiens, or modern-day man. So with that information and some other sources, it's my opinion that on December 21st, 2012, we'll begin the next evolution of man, which is going to be a spiritual evolution of the mind and consciousness. And with that, armed with that knowledge, that was one of my driving factors to update the software, to change some of the working parameters about it, to get people into the mode after 2012, because it's my deep belief that you know, a time of enlightenment and peace on earth is going to reign supreme. It's going to start off slowly, and it's going to spread. And by elevating your consciousness just a little bit, you perceive things in the world very differently, and it makes people much more kind-hearted. And if you can change a little piece of your reality to the better, and everyone in the collective starts to do that, it's just going to make the world a much better place to live in.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear that, you know, what one person does, and even, like you said, just a small amount in elevating their consciousness through this holographic learning, because we are all one, although we don't necessarily experience that in our everyday life in this dimension that we are all one, that it helps others, you know, bring others in. So it's, you know, the kind of work that you're doing is important, because even those, you know, smaller big shifts in each of us can make a huge profound difference in the entire world. And I think we're really seeing, you know, bits and pieces of that through, you know, the, you know, Occupy Wall Street and just, you know, huge shifts that are changing in our world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing to watch the subtleties of how the world is changing. Yeah, you know, depending if you're a conspiracy theorist, you read about all the bad going on. And, you know, personally, I don't even turn on the news anymore. It's just, and I haven't for several years. It's just too depressing to watch it. But elevating the human consciousness grid is where it all begins. And, you know, I create tools to help people do that. I do that through one-on-one sessions, I do that through group sessions, and I do that through very advanced technology that's simple to use in a, you know, nice software package that people can run on any Windows platform pretty much.
Yeah, well, the source is so easy to use, and it's beautiful. I mean, you know, I don't have the 12th project yet, but I'm sure that it's just as beautiful and easy to use. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Here's a little mind bender. The original software that spawned all of this, AquaWare, which was still in first, my baby, I will be bringing into a new iteration next year at some point in AquaWare 3.0. And believe me, that will definitely be a mind bender for a lot of people, because that'll probably use the final iteration of the technology, and then I'm going to move on to something else. But anyways, the 12 project is, you know, 4 years in the making, version 2. It's beautiful. It's very, very powerful, and, you know, comes with an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. For any questions, you don't, doesn't do anything for you, you get a refund, full refund, no questions asked. And, you know, that doesn't come with the snip that, oh, you have to uninstall, you know, the software from your PC. It's all based on the honor system. It works for you, fantastic. It doesn't, absolutely no problem.
Oh, that is fantastic and very generous. And I know from, you know, when I had colleagues and friends purchase the other program, the Source, which we had done a couple of radio shows on, that, Peter, you give personalized help, technical help, which is kind of amazing with how busy you are, but I really appreciate
it. Well, here's my goal, right? I always perceive stuff as how I want to be treated, and I know, just from being a software developer and being in investment banking for 15 plus years, how to treat customers. I know how I want to be treated, and I'll treat that. And then with any product you buy from me, you know, I'm a phone call or an email away. I would say day or night, but I do need sleep occasionally. you know, and yeah, I like to give that one-on-one customer service. If you have a question, send me an email. I generally get back to you within a few minutes. If the software is not working for you, call me. You know, it's very simple. The software and the technology that supports it is a combination of all my professional experience and my spiritual experience just brought into an easy package. So, I mean, the bottom line is you get what you pay for. The software is moderately priced for what it does. I don't think it's too high. I don't think it's too low. But, you know, yeah, the personal, the being able to call up the developer of a piece of software and talk one-on-one to them, you know, about the benefits and what it does, I don't think you're going to find that anywhere.
No, absolutely not. And thank you so much for, you know, sharing that with our audience. So I have a link for people who are interested in checking it out. There's a great video kind of explaining what the software does on this website, and you can go to www.karenkan.com/12, the number 12, 1-2. So KarenKan, KarenKan.com/12, and check out that video. It does a lot to explain more about what the software does. So Peter, you know, so logistically, so somebody, you know, buys the software, which I believe is $197, is that right?
Yeah, $197, correct.
Which is amazing for what it does. So they purchase the software. Now, what do? Do they charge a certain amount of water per day, three times a day? What are the instructions?
So, you know, with any of the products I develop, it's all about what fits your lifestyle and what works. And the most important thing to recognize is that it's impossible to use any of my products improperly because anything you do with them is in absolute perfection. Mm. So obviously there is a instruction set that's provided with the software that generally says to use between 3 and 4 ounces of water once a day from 4 to 12 days or until you feel you've reached your goal with that particular module. And again, it's all about self-perception, right? I can tell you energetically on a one-on-one what's going on behind the scenes, but it's your own intuitiveness that really needs to come to the forefront and understand what's happening. I can explain it in, you know, myriad of new age, blah, blah, blah terms. But it's all about you, what you're experiencing, what you're feeling, the information you're getting, where you are, and more importantly, above all, how you're evolving, how your consciousness is evolving. So I provide you with a mildly detailed instruction set on how the basic parameters of the software work. But, you know, the most important thing is it's about having fun, right? Mm-hmm. If it's work, I don't want to do it. Do you? Of course not.
Right.
It's all about having fun. It's about pushing your inner child to its limits and exploring. Life is about exploration. The software is about exploration of the consciousness. And it's a fantastic tool. I mean, I get reports from people that drink the water like, oh, my God, it tastes silky, or it tastes like oranges, or it's not what I just had. You can do your own placebo effects. It's scientifically proven that the structure of the taste of the water is completely different once it's charged. So, you know, exploring it, opening up your mind, being a child, having fun is what it's about.
Mm. Well, I have two questions for you. One that popped up in my head is that, okay, my significant other is fascinated with some of these, you know, higher skills that he's seen on movies, that we've both seen on movies. Right now we're right into the TV series Heroes, and all these people have these amazing abilities. And so both of us, but him in particular, have been fascinated with abilities that normal everyday humans don't have, and telekinesis is one of them. So his question is going to be, is your software possibly going to help me get better or train in that ability? Because that would be his big dream, to be able to move an object
so,
with his mind.
Really quickly answer that question. The human body is not limited to 5 senses. The human body has 250 senses. Mm. Part of your information cache in using any one of the modules could be to awaken a new sense. Is it telekinesis? I don't know. If it's destined to be one of your abilities, then yeah, absolutely yes to that.
Mm. Well, he used to be able to do it as a child.
then it will definitely sharpen your skill set.
Yeah, it's one of those things that as a child he was afraid of what church, you know, whatever, and I think it just shut that piece down. And like it does so for so many people, he used to see things that, you know, he didn't know what it was and nobody could explain it to him. So I think that part of him just sort of shut down and said, well, this must be dangerous. Nobody else can see this. So, but now he's like, oh, I want it back, you know.
Well, it's also important to recognize that it never went anywhere.
Yeah.
Everything in life is a simple conscious choice. You choose to accept or you choose not to. Somewhere along the line, he chose not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, my other question is, I have a girlfriend who for quite some time now has had some major difficulties in her physical health, and but she has had all sorts of interesting, let's just say, experiences, including, you know, seeing the world as pixels, and it used to scare her, and now she's, you know, an energy healer, and she realizes, well, that's, you know, actually, you know, she's seeing the world as it really is in certain times, but it still kind of freaks her out a little bit. I'm curious as to, you know, in human form, we still need to be grounded. I mean, we still need to be able to take care of our physical bodies. And my concern is, you know, would someone using your software get further away from this kind of grounding of, like, taking care of their bodies, you know, being grounded in our, you know, three-dimensional reality, be able to eat, you know, feed their child, you know, that kind of thing, and, you know, not be, you know,
so
kind of up in the seventh chakra. And
my only answer that I can conjure to that is twofold. One, I use myself as a perfect example. I see dead people all the time.
Mm.
I see energy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I remain grounded? It's because I'm built to do that. People that have abilities physically in the two-dimensional body can handle them or they would not be given to them. So I know lots of very beautiful and gifted, talented workers out there, and the majority of them do take care of their bodies and themselves and keep themselves grounded because you're here for the experience. If I told you that there was no such thing as free will, the first question that comes back is, well, what the hell's the point of it all?
Mm-hmm.
The point of it all is the experience. It's always about the experience. And yeah, there's some people out there that are gifted that don't take care of themselves, but before their gifts were fully developed, did they take care of themselves? No. So your perception changes, but your responsibilities don't.
I know certain energy tools, I won't name what they are, but, had the experience of seeing certain energy tools that were fairly powerful in people that had really no, you know, training or experience or guidance, and using them actually could do some harm. And you're saying any tools
that are built of the light for the light aren't capable of doing harm. They're just not.
Well, maybe it's perception of harm and not really harm.
No.
You know, if somebody has a mask,
it's not. If it's built
reaction.
From, if it's built and discerned out of love, a high vibrational being, it's only capable of emitting high vibration.
Yeah, so what you're saying, if people using your software aren't going to get themselves into trouble?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, do you ever get anybody saying they detox or feel that they somehow have a healing crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Detox is, for those of you that don't know what it is, it's when the physical body comes into contact with a person, place, or thing that vibrates at an ultra-high level. The light body is instantly cascaded to that level, but the physical body's not. The physical body moves much slower, and there's toxins in the body that need to come out. And as you vibrate higher, you'll detox. And just very quickly, when I first started working with people, I was kind of like the 800-pound gorilla. I could move tremendous amounts of information, energy through people with no discernment. And I sat down one day and I was like, why the hell aren't my customers coming back to me? And very quickly realized that I'd put them in bed for 2 or 3 days at a pop because the energy was so beautiful moving through them that the bodies could handle it. And they'd come on with flu-like symptoms within a few hours of me working on them. And it wasn't good for business. I very quickly learned how to control that. Detoxing on the mild end could be a skin rash, red eyes, a little fatigue. On the more severe end, or the ultra-severe end, it's definitely flu-like symptoms that will put you in bed for 2 or 3 days. So like anything else, you know, just start off slow and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, that's great advice. Thank you. And our time is almost up. I just want to make sure that people know, first of all, where they can purchase the software, which is karenkan.com/12. So 12. And Peter, you also have some other websites with additional information and more about you that maybe you can share now with our listeners.
So over summer, I consolidated all of my websites, brought all of my products under one roof. It's moderndaymystic.com, moderndaymystic.com, and all of my products and services are offered there. You can read about the 12th Project. You can read about people's experiences with it. I update it pretty regularly, so you know, you can also get in touch with me through the website.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, Peter, we're just pretty much out of time. I mean, I wish I could talk to you longer. You'll have to come back. but this is great. Thank you so much. And, you know, I really appreciate, first of all, just you taking the time out to share with our audience, to teach us, and also, you know, just who you are, the person that you, you know, intended to be. And you know, I love technology, and I love the idea of you, you know, marrying the spiritual realm with our practical, everyday, modern technology realm. This is like right up my alley. So thank you again, and thank you to all our listeners that's checking in with our the radio show. And all right, until next time. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Karen.